Good morning. So Jesus Christ says to us this morning, rise and do not be afraid. Yesterday I was in Seton Hall University in Newark, New Jersey with Cardinal Dolan and 2,300 men. And Cardinal Dolan, of course, was the keynote. It was funny to see everything. It says, Cardinal Dolan, keynote speaker. Also, Father Larry Richards will be there, so it was good for my humility. And then when I was there, I thought, he gave the first talk, and I'm sitting there the whole time going, I ain't gonna be able to say anything after this guy, because he was phenomenal. And the theme of yesterday's conference for the men was, be not afraid. And when the Cardinal got up and spoke, he told about 15 minutes worth of jokes first, which was great. And there was a guy at the drums. Every time I'd tell a joke, he'd go boom, boom, boom. Every time it was great planning. But anyway, when he spoke about be not afraid, he says, to help us do this as men, I want to look at the three last popes, and he talks about John Paul II. Then he talked as being the soul of the church. And then he talked about Benedict XVI of being the mind of the church. And then he talked about Pope Francis being the heart of the church. And that all of them stood up in the midst of all the conflicts in that they were caught themselves in and stayed focused on God. And he went on and went on and went on. But I thought how appropriate that is for us today in the gospel. When Jesus says to us, as he did to our holy fathers, and as he does to all the saints throughout the ages, rise, which means get up. I want you to do something and be not afraid. And he tells us this all the time. And the way we can sit there and be rise and be not afraid is if when the same thing that happened to them is the same thing that happened to us. When Jesus said, rise and do not be afraid, they looked up, and who did they see? Only Jesus. Only Jesus. I think what happens is in our lives, we get focused on all these other things, huh? And we forget that everything we do is about Jesus. And we look at our fears, and we look at our finances, and we look at our health, and we look at fill in the blank, huh? Again, we look at ourselves, which is what most people end up doing. Again, I didn't get to give my confession talk. I talked about being a man yesterday in the afternoon. So there's all these men going to confession. So usually I give my confession talk and then men go to confession and we have it down to a science and they confess things. Well, these, I just start hearing confessions, which I haven't done in a long time without giving a talk on it first. And I was ready to pull my hair out. Oh, bless me, Father, it's been a year. Oh, I don't know what I've done too much. And I says, okay, here we go. And every one of them would be like, and who are you, Father? Because I would just say, you got to get over yourself. You got to start focusing on Jesus. Acknowledge your sins. Absolutely. Don't make excuses for them. And these guys are like, okay, Father, okay. And then a couple says, I'm glad I got you, Father, because usually this is boring. And I says, I'm glad. But the reality is we make it about everything else except for Jesus. We make our following of Christianity about being good. Again, the guy started once, Father, I'm a good person. I said, I'm not the least bit interested if you're a good person. And that kind of shocks people, you know. I don't know if you've ever experienced that of me around here. But the reality, I'm not the least bit interested. Good people have nothing to do with the reality of following Jesus Christ. That isn't what it is. You can be a Jewish person and be a good person. You can be an atheist and be a darn good person. So what? You're a good person. What do you want? $1 million? That ain't what it is to follow Jesus. To follow Jesus means you have died and Christ lives inside of you. That's what it means. And so you're not being a good person. Christ is living inside of you. Again, so what do we focus on? We focus on Jesus. We don't focus on myself and whether I'm being a good person, whether I'm fulfilling all the commandments, whether I'm doing great or whether I'm not doing great. We're focusing on Jesus and thinking, am I letting him live his life through me? Is that what I am doing? And when you and I do that, we don't have to be afraid because it's about him. It's not about me. It's about what he does in me and through me. It's not about what I'm doing. And so again, when the Father looked at the apostles and says, this is my beloved son, what should we do? Listen to him. Anybody pay attention to the gospel today? Yes, good. Listen to him, huh? And so again, think about it. We listen to the news. We listen to the paper. We listen to all these things. And Jesus, the Father looks at us and say, this is Jesus. I want you to listen to him. So when we get afraid, it's because we're listening to the people around us. It's because we're listening to the devil whispering how things aren't going to go right. It's because we listen to everything else. So the two things I think that we need to focus on as clearly as we can today is the two things that God tells us, one to the Father, one in Jesus. Do not be afraid. Listen to Jesus. Listen to my son. And we keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Two things, if you and I really start focusing, okay, this is what I'm going to start doing. On the 16th of March, 2014, today or whenever you're listening to this podcast, that you decide from this day forward, I am going to try to listen only to Jesus, to see only Jesus. So again, in the midst of all the conflicts around us, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, again, when I come back and I do my Facebook every morning and every night, and sometimes I get caught up in this news feed. And it takes me into distractions. And I start getting crazy, and I'm thinking, these people are nuts. I really think that. I'm being judgmental. But because I'm looking at everything else. And then I'll sit there and see what someone says there, and I'll read about this, and I'll see all this. And I just get focused on all these other things. And Jesus wants me to see him. See him in the midst of the conflicts, to see him in people I don't like. Is there people you don't like? Yeah, you're one of them, Father. Well, you have to see Jesus, you know. You got to look up and see Jesus. You got to look at the person next to you and see Jesus. You got to see only Jesus. So when you and I start focusing our life, listening to Jesus and looking at Jesus, our fear will go away. If we don't, we're going to have lots of fear. So the two things you got to do is you got to look at. I feel like I'm at the 5:15 mass all of a sudden here. You have to look at Jesus and you have to listen to Jesus. Rise up. Be not afraid. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. You know, I did it on purpose. I'm doing a early homily because we have to bring new members into the church today. Aren't you excited? Anyway, so the new members, I'm sure, are ecstatic at this very moment. Let me turn off this so